To help make our blogs more accessible, we are recording audio. Bonkers Bake Off raises over £12,000 for Loros Hospice. A huge thank you. Following months of brainstorming, collaborating, organising, promoting and testing, Friday the 26th of March 2021 will be forever in our memories as the night that together we made magic happen. Together with customer and fellow Leicestershire business Trucklink EU, we went live on Facebook to deliver up a bonkers bake-off like no other, attracting hundreds of viewers live on the night and since achieving thousands of video views. Organised to spread some joy and raise vital funds for Loros Hospice, a charity that provides free, compassionate care and support to terminally ill patients, their family and carers, the event also featured a charity auction, showcasing generously donated lots from businesses across the region. Joining us on the night was our hand-picked selection of bonkers bakers that included CEOs, COOs, directors and owners of national and local businesses, as well as sporting legends and charity trustees. Well, we were certainly spoiled for talent. Our best bonkers bits. With so many moments worth shouting about, we've selected our top five best bonkers bits to share with you to reflect on a cracking event and perhaps even inspire you to organise your own virtual charity event too. So number one, that intro video. Kicking off the night with a bang, as you'd expect anything else, the Facebook Live event started with an expertly produced intro video that got us all up singing and dancing along to Hot Stuff by Donna Summer. Kindly licensed for the stream by Warner Chapel Music. Featuring both our bakers and business sponsors, there was some very dodgy dancing added to the mix, and it's definitely worth a rewatch. Baker's Superpowers. On the night, superpowers were launched to disadvantage the bakers, making it next to impossible to bake a deviously difficult Loros family sponge recipe that was missing a few. Okay, all key measurements, ingredients and timings. My personal favourite, when Debbie had to throw her entire cake mix in the bin. Sorry, Debbie. The cake in the face. At the end of the bonkers bake-off, as we said our thank yous and goodbyes, we secretly organised two cream cakes to arrive at our hosts' home addresses, which meant Ops Director Rachel and Managing Director Nigel got a cream cake to the face in celebration of a great event. What good sports they are. Smashing our target. Having set a massive fundraising target of 10k, we always aim high of course, throughout the evening we celebrated key fundraising milestones live. As the total climbed ever higher, the support continued to be overwhelming and we finished the project having achieved £10,761 in online donations, which amounts to £12,500, including all of that lovely gift aid. And last but not least, number five is the charity auction. The generosity of the business community has been absolutely overwhelming and helped us create an auction catalogue complete with 15 incredible lots in the end. The silent auction style bidding meant that every bid was a maximum, resulting in more money added to the total. A huge thank you to all of the businesses that supported our event. You are true heroes. So finally, we hear from Loros. Speaking on the night, Chris Greenwell, a dispute resolution partner at Gately Legal and Loros Hospice trustee, shared, "On behalf of Loros, I want to thank everyone at Wellcome and Trucklink for going absolutely beyond the call of duty. The hospice has experienced a funding deficit of more than £2 million as a result of the pandemic, which is why Loros loves people like you. Thank you to all of our participants and those that watched the event and donated towards the fundraising total. Absolutely fantastic." Adding to this, Bruce Smith, Partnership Development Coordinator at Loros Hospice, added, "We are genuinely blown away by the energy, enthusiasm and outright skill shown by the teams at Wellcome and Trucklink in putting together such a slick, well-run, hilarious event. You are fundraising pioneers for sure." And Laura Betts, fundraising manager at Loros Hospice, echoed Bruce's comments. "Everyone at Loros has been blown away by your tremendous commitment and enthusiasm for the upcoming Rocket Round Leicester project and the Bonkers Bake Off event. We are so grateful to you for all that you're doing." Feeling inspired on the night was our winner, Leicester Mercury's Inspirational Woman of the Year, Wendy Saville, who was voted Star Baker by the Facebook Live audience. And Wendy celebrated with a twirl live on air. At the bottom of our blog, we've got the chance to explore more. Our next charity event, the Rocket Round Leicester Project, coming in summer. support for food banks. We've got quite a few case studies because we look after a number of charities with their telecoms, and also our community commitment page to learn more about our charity commitments, etc. Thank you so much for listening. We'll speak to you soon.